You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, Boomer and Geo coming to you live from the Bill Ford Tufts studio on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. Mets split the doubleheader. Yankees destroy, well, not destroy. They have been destroying their schedule and the Orioles, even though it was a tight game last night. They beat the Orioles again as Aaron Judge hits a couple home runs, could have had three. If you're the Yankees, at any point during this season, do you go back and sweeten the pot a little bit?
I think this is what you were hoping for if you were the Yankees.
Really?
Because you want him to be in the MVP, because you're offering him an MVP-style contract. Now, he hasn't won an MVP yet. And probably, I could argue that he should have won one over Altuve.
Yeah, in 2017.
We all know that. Okay, so in my eyes, that was an MVP season, and he probably should have won it. He's in the midst of one right now, and I think the Yankees took all of that into account. I mean, you know, again, it's his age. If he were 27 years old, it would be a totally different story. He's 30. And it's, you know, he spent 3 years in college. Good for him. But this is, you know, all the analytics, everything that, you know, these people look at when they decide to give away the amount of money that they're willing to give him, all come back to that. And I also think there may be something here about the arbitration. Because I don't know how the Yankees can walk into an arbitration meeting.
Right now, yes.
I guess there's little things that they could look at, but you know what? Do you want to antagonize the relationship? Because that's what arbitration is.
Well, I mean, if you want to hang on to him and you want him to finish his career as a Yankee, then the answer is no. You don't want to antagonize the relationship. I mean, it's already been rattled.
So you hope that you don't have to get to arbitration. That's the point. Because arbitration is about last year coming into this year. Mm-hmm. It has nothing to do with this year. It has nothing to do. And because it got put back late, now all of a sudden this year is going to be part of the argument, I would imagine, from Aaron Judge's side of things.
Yeah, of course.
And I don't know how it cannot be, but the Yankees will argue, look, we're not talking. We knew he was going to be a good player. That's why we offered him the contract we offered him. But we're holding steadfast at $17 million. It's a weird, the timing, the late start, the lockout, the whole thing has created really an amazing set of situations for the Yankees and Aaron Judge.
Yeah, but so back to the original question, though. If you're Brian Cashman and you're the powers that be with the Yankees, do you go back to him and try to get closer to the number that he wanted?
Well, you know, maybe what you do, you say, okay, instead of 17, we're giving you 21 this year because you're already off to a great start. And you know what? We know you're going to have a great year. And we'll give you the 21, but we'll keep the contract the way that it is. In other words, we'll raise the number by $4 million.
Well, that's not going to get it done.
Because Aaron Judge is sitting in the middle of an MVP season right now. So I would imagine his agent's going, man, the number's going up, the number's going up. But he also, you have to remember, he blows the knee out. Pulls an oblique, out for 6 weeks. Now all of a sudden there's a strong history of injury, which there already is. Now you wonder, you know, what's going to happen in the offseason, and is, you know, Uncle Stevie going to, you know, throw the, you know, the Brinks truck at him?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I remember there were reports out there when that first was a thought saying that Steve Cohen would not be interested. I don't know why he wouldn't be interested. I mean, the guy loves being the owner of the Mets. He's a big Mets fan. He loves the headlines. He gets into that whole thing, the attention that he gets on Twitter. I mean, this would be the biggest story in New York baseball, and he'd be responsible for it, and he would look like a hero, where the Yankees would look like chumps. I mean, why wouldn't he be interested in that?
Right, and the only other thing I would say that we have to throw into the mix here as a variable would be Aaron Judge's feelings.
Oh, yeah. Maybe he doesn't want to be a Met.
And the feelings are, I sense from him, he wants to end his career like Derek Jeter did as a Yankee.
Yeah.
He wants to be a Yankee. He wants to be, you know, one of the great Yankees of all time. I would think that he wants, you know, presence out there in Monument Park and the whole thing. That would be something. I don't know if today's players think about that, but I don't think he's like a today's player. I think he's a throwback player.
He's definitely thinking about that stuff, but he's not thinking about it enough to take a deal that he doesn't think he's worth.
Well, his agent thinks he can get him more on the open market. I would hate for him or for Yankee fans to lose him. Let's put it that way.
I mean, the fact we're even talking about this is crazy. That he's in a walk year having an MVP season. I mean, this never happens with the Yankees.
I know the money is not the same. Mm-hmm. The money is not the same. But there is a parallel player that we as Ranger fans did not want to lose.
Man, there it is. There's the transition.
There it is. We didn't want to lose. He played in college.
Mm.
Came in. His first foray was in the playoffs. Was very successful under John Tortorella in the playoffs.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, we could have traded him last year at the trading deadline, but we didn't. He signed what I would consider a very team-friendly deal and scored over 50 goals this year. So I think that Aaron Judge and Chris Kreider have a lot in common in terms of the franchises that they play for, you know, and the fact that I think Kreider sees himself as a Ranger forever.
Yeah. Well, at this point, and after that season he had, why not?
Yeah, but the difference is, in a cap sport, it's a very, very team-friendly deal. It is a very team-friendly deal. Kreider could have went and got big money somewhere else, and he probably lost, I would say, at least $2 million a year by signing the contract that he signed with the Rangers.
877-337.
This year's performance.
6666. If you want to join the show, like Joe in Parsippany. What's going on, Joe?
Good morning, guys. How's it going?
Joe. What's happening, brother?
So I couldn't be more stressed about this Aaron Judge situation because you know he's going to just get, Uncle Stevie's going to give him, you know, 10 years, $35 million. And the Yankees could have just given him, I know we would have eaten money at the back end of the contract, but I just feel like he's going to walk it. I'm telling you, if he does, I'm done watching. I can't watch baseball anymore. I'm 27 years old. I've been a Yankee fan forever, but I cannot do it anymore. If Aaron Judge, the best player, leaves our team and goes to the Mets, I just can't do it.
You know what, Joe? The Yankees have been doing this to teams for years. You know that, right? Yeah. You know, the opposite has been on the other foot for years and years and years. As Yankees have gone out there and gotten the free agent that the team that had him initially didn't want to lose.
I know. You know what it is, though. It's the emotions. It's the meeting up with the little kid in Toronto. It's the judge's chambers. Mm. Like. Corners, so it's like if Derek Jeter went to the Mets. That's how I see it.
Why I don't. I just don't see Aaron Judge signing with the Mets as much as I would love.
I could see him signing with the San Francisco Giants Angels or something like that.
That's where he's from.
Yeah, I mean, I could see that happening for sure. The Dodgers, something like that. But I mean, even though they have a ridiculous payroll as well.
I mean, you see him with the Red Sox, like Johnny Damon coming down here.
Oh man, I mean that would be worse than the Mets.
Yeah, I think this is he's a Yankee. I think I don't want to.
Well, if he wanted to be a Yankee, he could have signed that deal and that finished his career here.
And let me tell you something. You know, he's one of the premier athletes in all of New York.
Mm-hmm.
Meaning everybody respects him. Even the Met fan respects him. Nobody boos him. He carries himself the right way.
Yeah, I mean, he gets booed. He's gotten booed in the past.
I know, but he shows up. He gets booed because he may be in a slump.
Yeah, yeah.
But he shows up. He's a guy that you can count on. He's a guy that you want to spend money to go and see. You know, he's a guy that wears that uniform the right way. He just looks right. Everything's right about it.
Yeah, yeah.
So there's a lot of trash around here. And you want to take out the trash.
There is a lot of trash around here.
You know, and he, you know what he is? He is the epitome. What am I going to say? He is the epitome of, come on, you know me. The Nets don't have any.
Oh, culture. He's a culture guy.
He's a Yankee culture
guy.
He's
a Yankee culture guy.
100% Yankee culture guy.
So then I go back to what I asked you 10 minutes ago. If you are the Yankees, do you come forget about arbitration for a second? I'm talking about the long-term deal. Do you right now, on May 18th, say to Aaron Judge,
all right, we screwed up, you were right, here's the contract that you wanted, sign it, and let's be done with it. All the things you just said, Yankee culture guy, no problems.
He's 30 years old.
Oh, but then we're going back to this.
Well,
then.
I'm just telling you, these are the variables that you got to look at. I mean, it's
but sometimes you got to overpay on the back end to get the years that you need.
Everybody does it.
You know, everybody does it. This contract is terrible contracts. Everybody knows that they're overpaying on the back end.
When did Mike Trout sign his contract?
Because that's
how this kid is playing. I mean, he's and you know, Trout's been hurt for a couple of years.
Yeah.
What did he sign? A 10-year, $45 million, $450 million contract?
$426.5 million.
All right, $426.5 million for what, 10?
12.
For 12.
So, I don't know when he signed it, but it looks like it started in 2020 was the season that it started where he was getting that average annual base salary of $36 million.
Okay, and how old was he when he signed that contract?
28.
All right, I mean, and you're not going 12 years, that's for sure.
Yeah.
And they want to give him a 7-year extension is what they want to give him. Isn't that right? And that
yep.
For the Yankees, they want to give him this year's number, whatever it is, arbitration-wise, and then a 7-year extension.
Yep. Yeah, so that was, he signed it in 2020.
And if he were 27, that 7-year extension may be a 10-year extension, which would be 11 years of contract.
And so this deal is going to end for Mike Trout at 38 years old.
Yeah, so that's what the Yankees are doing. They're giving him a contract this year, singular, and then a 7-year extension to take him to 38. They're doing the same thing. It's just, it's Aaron Judge's age and the fact that he spent 3 years in college.
Yeah, I mean, but what he's doing right now, there's going to be some team out there that's not concerned about years 39 and 40. And they're just going to blow
like
right through that.
Kinda like Robinson Cano, right?
They're going to blow right through it.
But I'm just saying, Robinson Cano, Albert Pujols, There's a lot of guys out there that, you know, and it's because of the way baseball is set up, you know, and the fact that you have control for as long as you do, and the players are making not little to no money, but, you know, when they finally get to arbitration three, they're making some legitimate money. But again, it's only a year. There's no long-term security. And Robinson Cano got the long-term security from Seattle. And look at him now. He signed with San Diego, and he's still making his money from the Mets.
Sure, absolutely. $44.5 million. I mean, just like that last caller said, though, you're not just losing a great player with Aaron Judge. You're losing the identity of this current team. Now, I know that they've underachieved, and he hasn't won a championship, and maybe it happens this year, but you're basically taking the most important player off of the team. The Judge's chambers, the everything, the culture. Yeah. I mean, it's everything.
Yeah, he's Mr. Yankee right now, just like Derek Jeter was.
I mean, you're going to lose that guy? I mean, the Yankees have always had a player that has defined the era that they are in. You know, and even the years when they haven't won championships, a guy like Don Mattingly, you know, who was beloved by fans, you know, and didn't get a chance to win a World Series. They've always had those guys.
And I would say Aaron Judge is right there.
He is.
Yep.
You're going to lose that guy? That's never happened in the history of the Yankees.
Again, like, I still think that it's a fair offer after this year. You know, this year, if you really wanted to do the right thing by the Yankees, or, I mean, for Judge by the Yankees, the Yankees should include this year in a contract extension.
Okay, yeah.
Not separate this year and then go 7 years. Make it start this year at that average number, which would be double what they're offering right now.
Absolutely.
That's what it should be. Like, he should be, like, that would be my argument.
But they're trying to take advantage of the system.
And again, you know, is it a decision that he made to stay at Fresno State, or is it a decision that the Yankees held him, you know, back a year too long? They should have brought him up early.
He was a little bit of a late bloomer, though. I mean, maybe him leaving college early would have slowed down his career, and maybe he never turns into the guy that he is now.
Let's go to Joe in Long Island. Joe, what's happening, brother?
Hey, good morning, fellas.
Hey.
Hey. Listen, I'm like everybody else. I was critical of Judge not signing the contract. He's obviously proving he bet on himself. Good for him. But we can't compare the situation to Trout. I mean, Trout, just looking at the stats, the production on Trout's RBIs and runs compared to Judge. And yes, towards the last couple of years, Trout has had some pop-up injuries like Judge had in the middle after that 50 home run season, but we just can't compare the two. I'm not all in on a back-ended, heavy long-term contract for Judge. You know,
so you're willing to lose him then, right?
I'm willing to do a drastic pay him now, stroke his ego, make him the highest paid baseball player per year, but on the short term. And he's probably going to say no because he wants the long term
security. Yeah.
They all want it, and I don't blame them. That's what they should be going for. And who cares? The Yankees are worth $6 billion. Who cares?
It shouldn't matter. I mean, they should be able to cover up those back-end years with no problem. They've done it with so many other guys in the past.
You know, the other thing, too, is I go back to this. You know, that Yankee Stadium, the fans are great over there. They're packed every night. The bleachers are packed.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Everything is packed. They have real legitimate people that go watch their games.
Yeah.
And they are a destination point for the city of New York when there are tourists coming here. People go there to see those games. And they go there to see Aaron Judge. Kids that are Yankee fans now between the ages of, I don't know, 5 and probably 15, go with their families, their dads or moms or whatever. They go there to see Aaron Judge. They want a 99 jersey because of Aaron Judge. That's how, dominant he is.
Yeah. He's the guy of his Yankee era.
And, you know, and Stanton's having a great year, too, by the way. But that's here nor there. I mean, he is the guy. He is their face. He is their franchise. And, you know, this is why I think the Yankees offered him. But what they could do is they could double their offer this year. I don't know if that would do it for Aaron Judge. But this year, he's worth more than $17 million right now. And remember this. If the Yankees put themselves up for sale, God knows how much.
$7 billion.
Yeah, God knows how much it would be worth.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. You just tell me Dr. Oz is going to be a senator now?
Well, no. He ran in the Republican primary in Pennsylvania against McCormick and this other woman. I forget her name, but you know, I wasn't really following it all that well. But I just read this morning where it is really super tight.
Super tight?
Super tight, and it's a primary.
Oh, okay.
For a Senate seat. So he's on the Republican side, and he was endorsed by Donald Trump.
Oh, okay.
And it's very, very tight as we
speak. Dr. Oz. Wow.
And really one of the more contested kind of elections coming up in the midterms in November. To watch.
Now, if he becomes a senator, does he still be called Dr. Oz? He's
still Dr. Oz. It's Mehmet Oz. That's his name.
Okay. Mehmet Oz.
Yes.
They would call him, not Dr. Oz.
No, they call him Senator Oz.
Yeah, Senator Oz.
That's what they would call him.
Okay.
Did he take a lot of heat for some COVID
I think so.
Well, of course he did. I mean, like you get into the world of politics, you're just going to get slammed left and right from every which way.
Well, this was before politics. I'm saying when during the pandemic, I thought he did one of those shows where he got slammed for all the information he was putting out.
Yeah, I think you're right about that.
But right. Well, I would have
rebounded that. Nicely, apparently.
Go tell your friends and family.
Right. So the question is whether or not, you know, as they go through the recount, because it's so close, and, you know how we are about recounts in this country. who knows what to say.
But. Who would make a better president, Dr. Phil or Dr. Oz? 877-333. All right. What do you think, Jerry? How about an update?
Powered by Superbook, now open with better odds and favorable prices. We're also brought to you by Jackpocket. Play official state lottery games on your phone. The Yankees keep rolling along. They're 27-9. Last night, a win over the Orioles, 5-4.
Swung on and hit in the air to deep left center. It is high. It is far. It is gone. Another Judgian blast. This one to dead center field.
And that was John Sterling.
Judge!
On the fan. Made it 3-3. Yankees would take the lead. But it wasn't just Judge's bat that did the trick. He was 4-for-5, 2 home runs, a double. He drove in 3. He also played some pretty good defense.
Now the 2-1. Swung on, hit in the air to deep center. Back goes Judge, away back on the track. And he makes a catch at the top of the wall.
Again, John on the fan, all part of the 5-4 victory. Here was a couple of different things from the post game. Aaron Boone, Judge getting the day off prior to, set the stage for this night.
He was rested. He got a little rest, so, he always wants to be in there, but it was good to see him go set the tone for us, obviously, offensively tonight.
Well, he wasn't happy about it.
I was pissed I was off yesterday, I just trying to get some good at-bats. You know, DJ Love the game, hit by pitch, got on base for me, and, whenever I see that guy on base, I'm like, hey, I got to pick it up, I got to drop him in or do something.
And that was what he did with the double that he was talking about. The win goes to Jameson Taillon, Michael King, 3 perfect innings.
Michael King's been unbelievable, too.
Yeah, he's been one of the best relievers in baseball.
He's got to be an all-star, right?
As of right now, probably.
Yeah, you're real hung up on who's an all-star.
I don't know. I was just thinking about that yesterday.
The all-star guy.
Where's the all-star game? Are they moving it again? What are they doing?
I have no idea. I don't know.
Yankees are 20.
Dr. Oz is throwing out the first pitch.
Everybody's smoking weed.
Yeah, everybody's smoking weed.
20-3.
I'm actually high right now.
Very nice. 20-3 in the last 3 games. You've got Garrett Cole and Jordan Lyles going up later tonight. As for the Mets, they win game 1 over the Cardinals 3-1, but then in game 2, Wayne Randazzo on SNY.
Oh.
Gary Cohen with the rare night off. So I went back and I watched this Francisco Lindor at bat.
Yes.
With Fred Dominic Smith was on second. They had first and second and 2 out. Well, I'll tell you, the 0-1 pitch that they call strike 2.
Yeah.
Borderline at best. Anyway, puts him in an 0-2 hole.
Part of it.
No doubt. Puts him in an 0-2 hole, fouls the pitch away, and then
this hit could tie the game. 2-strike pitch coming to Lindor. Swing and a miss. Strike 3. The Cardinals earn a doubleheader split. Gallego strikes out Canna and Lindor with 2 men on.
I gotta tell you, on the radio, it doesn't sound so much like the 1940s announcer.
And stay tuned for the Ed Sullivan Show up next.
That was the Randazzo.
With special guest George Burns.
On SNY. Yeah, what was that? Oh God, Book 1, God, Book 2, right?
Yeah, George very good. Burns. George Burns.
Yep. Here was Buck Showalter. So Lindor, 1-for-7 through the 2 games. He certainly has struggled of late. His thoughts?
He's not at the level that he's pulled us with there for a while. It's really hard to do, but I don't worry about him. He's playing a good shortstop, playing with great effort, engaged in every game, every inning.
Well, that's good, but he's still not hitting right now.
He said spoiled us with, not fooled us with, right?
That's what he said.
Okay. Not at the level that he spoiled us with there for a while.
Spoiled us with.
Yeah.
No, just making sure. Here was Brandon Nimmo.
6 hits in May.
That's right.
6.
Better than 0, I guess.
It is better than 0, and it is only, let's be honest, it's only May 18th. There's 12 days left, or 13 days, something like that. Here was Brandon Nimmo. He fouled the ball off his quad. He doesn't think it's that big a deal.
They ran tests on, ligaments and everything, and I took the x-ray. It's negative, and so
I'm fairly confident that, you know, I'm hopeful to be ready tomorrow, and then we'll go from there.
And tomorrow is now tonight. Max Scherzer on the mound facing Jordan Hicks. With the split yesterday, the Mets now 24-14 through their first 38 games. Astros beat the Red Sox 13-4. Notable there because in the second inning, Houston hit 5 home runs in the inning. All of them off of former Yankee Nathan Eovaldi. And something on the doubleheaders, which I talked to Al about this morning. I heard you reference it yesterday, too, because people always think they're splits. So I went back, found, here's your stats. Since 1961, 4,690 doubleheaders, 2,386 have been sweeps. 50.8%.
50%? That's amazing.
Yes, it's almost dead on.
Wow.
And yesterday you had 3. 2 were splits. 1 was a sweep as the Dodgers.
Yeah, so Al's right again.
Al is wrong.
I thought he said
51% are actually sweeps. Al believes everyone's a split.
Oh, everyone.
Yeah, every single one.
Yeah. Yes.
It's and actually also has more no sweeps. Feel for a doubleheader, whatever.
Right. But as I said, you got to watch record. The game actually to have the feel. That does help.
But going into last night, the Mets had a good record in doubleheaders this year.
This year, well, they split one and had a sweep.
Yeah.
They swept the Braves and split with the Phillies, I believe.
But there was more than that. No? It's only this is their third doubleheader.
I think this was their third doubleheader, okay. I believe. Maybe I missed one along the way. It's certainly possible. Before I get to the basketball and the football, a guy on Twitter reached out to me. And
oh, Al. Just a guy.
It's a guy.
A guy. On Twitter. Some guy. Hey, guy. Got D on Twitter.
Hey, guy. Came across what he thought was a horrible album cover. Now, I'm going to be very upfront. I could be Ball Sack Sports here. I'm not sure. I don't think so. It seems like it's legit because I went and looked up some crazy album covers over the years. So you tell me if you think these are real or not. I think it's legit, but I'm not sure.
No, why are we doing this if we don't know if it's... I guess
well,
that's why
it
we're doing
it. Looks very much... Even Al looked at it. It looks like it's legit.
Okay.
So you're a little older than me. Maybe yes. You've heard of some of these albums, and you can tell me if this is real or not.
All right.
So the one I saw that I found... Wow, there was a bunch of them. Number one, Ashcroft and Bacon. Does that sound like a band?
Ashcroft and Bacon?
Yeah.
I mean, it could be.
They had an album called Just Don't Bite It.
No, come on. Come on. Just Don't Bite It.
Can you Google Ashcroft and Bacon, Just Don't Bite It.
I'm okay. Telling you what I saw. Do me a favor and Google that, and you tell me if that comes up. Because some of these other ones are goofy and funny all at the same time.
Just Don't Bite It is a song by NWA. I don't see.
No, that's not. This looks like it's from the 1950s.
Yeah, well, I ain't that old. I don't remember that.
Well, I'm not that old either, but I listen to the Beatles.
I don't see any of that.
I don't know Ashcroft and Bacon, but I do know Ashcroft.
I don't see all right, Ashcroft then I'm not gonna and Bacon.
Then I will not continue.
All right.
Then they must not
give,
be right.
Give us one more.
Freddie Gage album, All My Friends Are Dead. I thought that was funny.
Sounds like something you would record.
No.
And you'd be, you'd be awesome. You'd be all over that.
Shredding for Satan.
All right, so that's true.
Yvette Oldenmeyer.
Freddie Gage, All My Friends Are Dead. It's true.
So that's, because this is all on the same page. Okay.
That's a book, too, actually.
Okay. Very good. I'm not even going to say that one.
All my okay, whatever. Go ahead.
I don't know if I should. Should I say them or no?
The one you told us in here, I could not confirm.
I said, don't do it then.
Is there a band called The Vibrator?
That is true. Yes, there is.
Oh, there is.
Yeah, for real.
Yes.
Oh,
okay.
But I looked at their discography, and that
one
title
I said is not there.
Was not there.
All right, forget that one. I did that. The one the guy sent us.
Okay. He's laughing right now.
I mean, it's like,
by this guy. Whoever this guy is, he's out there laughing.
I can't believe it's
true. Are you smoking out the newsroom right now?
No.
Actually, I'm high right now.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I'm not, because it took me by surprise. The album cover was called Anal Chaos.
Sure.
Come on, man. Anal Chaos. It's like Boomer after some Dulcolax.
I'm actually high right now.
Oh, I gotta tell you,
you're seeing it, aren't you?
All right.
Is that legit, the album?
I'm seeing. I don't know. It's
the stuff that's popping up on computers.
It's supposed to be the album, though.
I don't.
So the other, but the other ones do check out, and it's all on the same page.
I see music, yes.
You do, right?
Let's see what this looks like.
The question Al had, he's right. Is it maybe like a different meaning to the word? If it was a different, if maybe they were from somewhere else? Who knows? So I thought that was very funny that the guy said this.
Street chaos. You know what?
Yeah, you don't even.
There's a lot of creative chaos.
All right, let's just get to the chaos in Miami last night. The anal chaos.
You guys.
Heat and Celtics.
Jerry, what are you doing out there?
I'm looking for content. That's what I'm doing. The guy sent me the
sports out there. There's plenty of sports out there.
I had a thought when the guy sent the album. I'm like, I wonder if there are other weird albums out there. And so I googled strange album covers, and this one was on the list, which made me think it was legit. And then I saw the other ones, and as soon as I said the guy Gage, and you knew it, I said, all right, there we go.
Anal chaos.
Here's one.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
All right. Heat Celtics last night.
Near side inbound by Vincent. Bounce pass to Tucker. Handoff on the left wing. Back to Vincent. He fires a three. He knocks down the three.
Yeah, it was Heat Radio with the call. Gabe Vincent with three of his 17, but Jimmy Butler, the star, 41 points. Heat beat Boston 118-107. Take game one of the Eastern Conference Finals. Miami outscores Boston a whopping 64-45 in the second half, 39-14 in the third alone. Here was Eric Spoelstra. So what happened at the break that your guys came out as fired up as they did?
Well, the guys were just really, you know, disappointed at halftime. I barely needed to say anything. Everybody was just disappointed at our defensive effort and focus.
And it certainly got better. Jason Tatum put a lot of the responsibility of the poor third quarter for Boston on his shoulders.
Obviously, they was down at halftime, so, you know, they came out playing hard in the third quarter. You know, it's on me. I had 6-7 turnovers, and just knowing that I got to take care of the ball better, especially in those situations when they're going on runs like that.
And so a 1-0 series lead for Miami. Tyler Hero had 18 off the bench as well in that game. Tonight you got game one for the Warriors and the Mavericks of the Western Conference Finals. Here is Steve Kerr. We are ready to roll.
Practice was good. Our guys are in a good mood. They're really locked in. And, you know, we feel good about the position we're in.
Oh, what does Luka do?
This is becoming Luka stage now.
Yeah, I heard someone describe his play as like controlled anal chaos, which is he's all over the place. You know,
the Magic won the draft lottery. The Knicks pick 11th. Rangers in Carolina for game one against the Hurricanes tonight. The Lightning and the Avalanche both win last night. The Avs beat the Blues in overtime 3-2. Josh Manson, the game winner. And I'm going to play you this audio. You tell me what you think this is. It's a little difficult to hear. Make sure you listen tight. And the no and the oh no. That is free agent running back Tariq Cohen, who was doing a live Instagram workout video, and he ruptured his Achilles.
And did he just come off an ACL or something?
That I'm not sure of. So
I think he missed all last year with a torn knee ligament and then was working his way terrible. Back.
And so he was doing the high steps, stepped out, went backwards and then planted and tried to explode, you know, a little explosion off the back leg, and you could hear it. Just horrible.
Yeah.
And that happened on a live stream. And then, of course, the Deshaun Watson story, which we mentioned earlier, and you guys have discussed meeting with the NFL soon, and, of course, the deposition and all the comments he made.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Breaking this one out again as the weather warms up. Old Dominion, I was on a boat that day. Tremendous. Like the official kickoff to summer at DJ's in Belmar with WFAN and 94.7 The Block is Friday, May 27th, 5 a.m. to 6 p.m. 5 a.m. will be the warm-up show that we take over at 6, then Tiki and Tierney after us and Carton and Roberts after that. We're broadcast live from DJ's as we officially start the summer and Memorial Day weekend. Live music from Lifespeed, a live mixer from 94.7 The Block, and the best place at the Jersey Shore to kick off the summer. It's brought to you by Day Chaser, the canned cocktail with real vodka and real tequila. Pick up one at a store near you or ask for it. Visit daychaser.com. Flag and Anthem, athletic greens, comprehensive and convenient daily nutrition made simple with AG1 by Athletic Greens, and Slick Spirited Ice, frozen cocktail pops for grown-ups. Good times. Okay, very good. So I got a text message from Sweeney Murdy talking about what we were talking about.
Okay,
with Aaron Judge and how college baseball players have to stay at least 3 years.
Why?
Now, whose rule is that?
Yeah, I mean, and so basketball players can go one and done. Football players can come out a little bit. What, they can come out before they graduate. They got to stay 3 years. They got their sophomore classes to graduate.
Well, yeah,
that's more of an age and maturity thing, you know.
So yeah, it's different for all leagues, right?
So how is that a rule? How is that rule even allowed?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, we've seen it with the NBA and how it's changed over the years.
But wait a minute. I mean, like, you're getting athletes in college now getting paid money for name, image, and likeness.
That's right.
You got schools putting booster packages together to get these kids to come to school on top of trying to give them scholarship money on top of it.
Yeah, it's Major League Baseball's draft rules.
Yeah, that's crap.
Yeah.
That's something that needs to be changed.
So you have that.
That should be changed.
On top of the free agency stuff that happens where you, with the arbitration all those years, and then. So, I mean, if you're a college player, essentially, I mean, you're hitting free agency at 30 years old.
Yeah, this is Aaron Judge. This is the problem. And, right. And the point being is that he had his 3 years in college, and then he had his 3 years in the minors.
Mm-hmm.
When in actuality, maybe he should have had one year in the minors.
Well, you got
the clock started faster.
Sure, and you got to be ready and be wanted called up from the team and everything else.
Well,
you know?
I remember they were talking about him when he was down there, like he was the second coming. Now he's turned out to be the second coming.
Yeah. Maybe not after 1 year, though. I'd have to go back and look.
Yeah, but again, it's you know, maybe if they double their offer this year and then they sign a 7-year contract extension, you get it done. I don't know. I don't know. I have no idea.
It's just amazing that we're sitting here and this is even an issue. I mean,
it's not that amazing when you think about analytics, his age and his injury history. And, you know, he hasn't won an MVP. You know, Mike Trout did win 3 MVPs, but he also got started younger.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he did. No, I'm just saying to be the face of the Yankees and be in a walk year, especially having an MVP-like season.
Especially when two of the highest paid Yankees are, you know, either a trade acquisition in Giancarlo Stanton
or a free agent
in Gerrit Cole.
Yeah, I mean, he needs to finish his career as a Yankee. Giovanni in Brooklyn, what's going on, Giovanni?
How's it going, guys?
Hey, All right, Giovanni, what's happening?
Hey, man, listen, I've been a lifelong Yankee fan for 30 years. I'm born and raised in New York City, and I actually did work for a sports license company for the last 7 years. So I did sell a lot of sports merchandise over the years. And I feel like when people start talking about contracts and things, they always forget, you know, the other side of things, which is being promotable, bringing in fans, selling food, selling beer.
Selling jerseys, yeah.
Selling jerseys. I mean, that's a huge component of a career. And now you're talking about 10 extra years of that. And, you know, the guy doesn't hit 50 home runs a year, and he's the best 280 here and there. You're still selling all that stuff. You're bringing in all those fans. You got fathers bringing their sons there to see him, to see the Yankees, yes, but also to see him. I was a big Jeter guy. Every Yankee game I ever went to for 30 years, I had a number 2 on my back. Yeah, I had other jerseys, but when I went to the game, I wore a number 2 jersey. And on top of that, another aspect completely is female fans. I mean, they like going to Yankee games just as much as anybody, but they're going to see Aaron Judge. They're wearing a 99 shirt on their back. They can't name 10 players on the team, but they know who Aaron Judge is.
Oh, of course. I mean, and this is why I keep saying it's just insane that we are here with the face of the franchise. You know, I wonder when Steve Cohen does sign him to the Mets if Taiwan Walker will give up number 99.
Yeah, I think he would.
You think he would? You think they'd have to work out a deal there?
Well, they may move Taiwan Walker to get 99.
Let's go to Bob in Red Bank. What's going on, Bob?
Hey, how you doing? Good morning.
What's up?
Good morning. I just wanted to talk about comparison. Let's just say the Yankees this year, they have that, you know, as far as the batting average and run production, home runs. As far as the catcher, 96 through 98, they had very little people in the lineup. They had people that had a high on-base percentage. You know, you would go through every position, and there was no pass. So far through the year, I heard you guys talking about, you know, the record is very, very similar. But if you could compare the on-base percentage, you know, with the pitching ERA, you would see, you know, the slight differences as far as the Yankees, the components that they have this year.
I mean, listen, man, I mean, if we're going to go nitpicking ERAs and the OPSs and all this stuff from the 98 Yankees, bottom line is the Yankees are off to a crazy hot start.
They're playing crappy teams, too, by the way. Let's
yeah, I know. We know that. Yeah, I mean, of course, we've said that. But, I mean, that's what they needed to do. We can't sit here and trash them for last year not beating the Orioles and then not give them any credit for beating the Orioles. I mean, they need to be doing this. They shouldn't be losing any games to the Orioles. The fact that they lost 2 out of 3 in that first series to Baltimore was crazy. We were ripping them for it. So now they're beating them up. We got to give them credit. So, I mean, I don't even know. That guy lost me quick.
Oh.
About the OPS and everything else.
I'm like, what are you talking about? I'm not comparing teams and this and that. I am, though, comparing players and the players. Like, Mike Trout is the face of the Angels. Mm-hmm. Maybe Shohei Ohtani a little bit now, too. But Aaron Judge is the face of the Yankees. There's no question about it. There's absolutely no question about it. That's why I think, you know, maybe a little bit more money this year before they get to arbitration. Maybe that settles things. I don't know. But, you know, if you're going to pay him $17 million this year and he's already giving you a $35 million a year, you know, performance right now.
That might be the thing that finishes off the relationship.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.